Enjoy this hour of Armed American Radio from the Best of Archives. Happy New Year.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you, America? Wow. New affiliates around the country. Too many to mention right now. I'll get to that later. A huge, huge, what is Trump, what do we call it? A huge lineup today. And I'm going to jump in right now with my interview with Sean Hannity. I'm going to play that for you right now. We'll listen to that. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take notes while we're talking because I interviewed Sean about 3 weeks ago for this program. And I've listened to it one time. And I want to listen to this spontaneous with you, take some notes, come back in the next segment and talk with you about it. Let's go ahead and listen to my conversation with Sean Hannity. All right, I'm honored to welcome my first guest to the program today. You watch him tell it like it is every evening on Fox News, and you hear him every day on the nation's airwaves on what is one of the two top radio programs in America. You hear him during the breaks of both of my radio programs. He's an avid believer in your right to bear arms, and I'm very proud to say a platinum member like I am of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I can promise you he is a friend of yours. Sean Hannity, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time, my friend.
Hey, Mark, how are you? And standing up for the Second Amendment, it's easy. It's simple. It's not that hard.
Oh, I'm telling you, it really is. And it's a pleasure to have you here, Sean. Look, I could go so many directions with you, my friend. I've got so many things I want to talk with you about. So let's start with this. Keeping it on gun rights and concealed carry, Sean, how does Sean Hannity feel about finally playing offense, being able to play offense and move a pro-gun rights agenda forward under this new administration rather than being constantly knocked back on the defense as we have for the last 8 very long Obama years?
Listen, look what it's done for gun sales. Last year was one of the biggest ever, and people were afraid they were going to lose their Second Amendment rights. I like it, but I also I'm very, very cautious with people when I talk to them about guns. I've had a carry permit when I lived in Rhode Island in the early 80s. I had a carry permit, believe it or not, in California. I had one in Alabama. I've had one in Georgia. I have one in New York, and I'm now getting one in Florida. And so I've carried a weapon my adult life, but the way I learned to carry a weapon, both my parents were in law enforcement, was pretty interesting. They didn't have what I have next to my bed in my house and in different locations in my house, which is a Liberty safe, fingerprint safe with a quick release, and I had the gun loaded and ready to go. My parents would leave their gun on their nightstand, so it was really important to them that we become familiar with guns, and there was no curiosity about guns. And I remember about 10 years old, 11 years old, that both my parents took me down to a range. I sat down, gun was pointed downrange, went over every bit involving safety, and the instructor said, "Now, if you remember everything I said, next week I'll let you shoot the gun." He didn't let me shoot it. And I was a kid that was interested in guns, always wanted to shoot it and fire it, but I learned safety very, very fast. I mean, I've had people call my show, "Well, Hannity, what do you think I ought to get to defend myself? Are they AR-15 or an Uzi?" And I'm like, "All right, slow down a little bit." My answer is usually whatever you feel comfortable with and whatever you're willing to get trained in the use of. That's my answer. You got to be responsible gun owners. Now, the good news is 99.9% of people that are gun owners are responsible gun owners. It's not an accident that all these incidents that we always report end up being gun-free zones. You know, John Lott, I think, wrote the definitive book on all of this, More Guns, Less Crime. I don't even know what edition he's in now. He's done so many of them. And so my advice, if we're responsible gun owners, and the only people that are misusing them are the criminals anyway. And, you know, it's a good thing that we take the extra steps to be responsible.
You know, it absolutely is. You know, he's in the third edition of that book, by the way, Sean. I spoke with him just yesterday. And let me
since you mentioned gun-free zones, I was going to go there with you. Let's do this. Sean, just yesterday, referring to the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting, the New York Failing Times, as Donald Trump would call them, printed an opinion piece claiming that lawfully carried guns in the non-sterile areas of airports would be disastrous. Of course, a gun-free zone, ignoring the fact that 44 states already allow such, including Georgia, where I sit right now talking to you. They also claim that CCW holders rarely stop crimes, ignoring studies showing hundreds of thousands of defensive gun uses every year.
That's absolutely false.
Will they ever get it?
They don't want to get it. They want to somehow blame the gun as if the gun is responsible. If you take that logic to its ultimate conclusion, then, you know, we're going to ban cars, and we're going to ban knives, and we're going to ban tire irons, and we're going to ban bats and everything else that people use to injure and hurt and kill other people. The question that I always ask liberals, what will you do if, God forbid, somebody breaks into your house and that they are armed and you have a wife and you have children? What are you going to do? They can never answer that question except, I'll call the police. Well, you're either dead or a horrible thing has happened to your family. You are your first line of defense. Period, end of sentence. That is what comes with freedom, a responsibility, and the ability to defend yourself. Every one of our framers, our founding fathers, they all talked about the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. And if you really look at their words, they're a little bit more radical, and as much as saying, you know, they're talking about if one day, God forbid, government becomes tyrannical, you overthrow your government. But those are their words, not mine. But the bottom line is, if you can't answer the question, what are you going to do if somebody ever breaks into your house? Well, 4,000 dead during the Obama years in Chicago alone, and thousands of more shot and hurt severely. So crime is a real problem. Criminals, by their very nature, don't obey the laws. They're going to get the guns. And I always ask people, did you see the shooting? You mentioned the Fort Lauderdale shooting. They actually came out with the video of the guy when he got out of the fence room and he just started randomly shooting. You know, the question I ask, or if I talk about San Bernardino, or if I talk about the Pulse nightclub in Miami, or if I talk about Chattanooga, or if I talk about Paris, if, let's say, Mark, I ask people, would you rather that somebody like me is in the room with you that's been trained in the use of a firearm since he's 11 years old? It's been a pistol marksman my whole life. You know, would you rather I be there with you in that room when that guy drops that clip and I stand up 4-3 and I'm literally, you know, at dead center mass looking at the guy that's killing people? And you know, everyone says that would be a good thing, right? Or if you had a retired police officer, a retired military person, you know, people that are trained in the use of a firearm. The bottom line is, in many of these instances, these guys are dropping clips, they're reloading. Well, in the time you drop a clip and reload, this guy's on the floor. He's done. They're absolutely finished. If somebody, a cop, a military person, or somebody's in there, and lives will be saved.
You know, it's interesting to me, Sean, and I know, I don't know if you pointed this out on the show. If you did and I didn't hear it, I apologize, because I watch you religiously and listen to your radio programs. But no one attacked him. This man was able to do what he did. And finish the crime, then calmly sit down, Sean, until the police got him. Nobody attacked him. Now, I'm not, you know, it's not bravado. I don't know what I would have done or how I would have acted, but it does astonish me. Let me cover this quickly with you, because we've only got a couple of minutes. I can't thank you enough for being here.
Look, one of the I've been studying, I'm in my fifth year now of doing very heavy training in mixed martial arts. It's an eclectic blend of Krav Maga and jiu-jitsu and kempo and boxing. It's basically rolled into street arts. We do firearm and blade training. We do a lot of stripping techniques. For example, if somebody's up close to me and points a firearm at my chest, I practice. I mean, repetition is key in what we do. We practice stripping the gun. We practice, you know, if it's pointed at my forehead, we practice if somebody has a gun on my back. We practice, you know, different blade stripping techniques. So it's harder to strip a blade, believe it or not, than a gun. And I'm talking about up front, up close fighting. And, you know, most people don't know, they don't even know how to throw a punch. And I don't blame them. It's not their passion. They shouldn't have to, but knowing a little bit of self-defense, I think, can help anybody out. A little knowledge will go a long way for people. Let me put it that way.
Absolutely correct. You know, even our own government tells us that when the time comes, we have to fight. Sean, we've got about 30 seconds. You now have concealed carry self-defense coverage. At the same coverage I have, the platinum coverage from USCCA. Do you feel better walking out the door armed knowing you have that coverage? We've got 20 seconds.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, every be it the NRA or, you know, the USCCA, these are groups that support those of us that are law-abiding gun owners. They both stress safety and security, but they also understand that our Second Amendment rights are under fire, and they are standing up for a very clear Second Amendment. The right of the people to keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed.
We'll be right back with Sean Hannity. We'll do a little bit of analysis right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need it.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
You know, that rejoiner, you heard Sean Hannity mention that bad people will always get guns. He said that during our conversation. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Sean. Let me tell you something. A lot of work went in to getting Sean on the program. Sean Toe, let me bring you in for just a second, if I could.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, I got a call from Sean about 3 weeks ago, okay? Was not sure when I was going to hear from him. He's extremely busy, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely.
And you were not in the studio at the time it happened. It happened on the fly, just like that. I got a call from him about 10:30 in the morning, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm good to go. I got 10 minutes. If you want to tape something up," I said, "Let's do it." So I was able to get a hold of course, the studio in Dallas. We were able to have him leave my phone to go over to the studio phone, and he called in quickly, and we were able to get that raw audio. It was wonderful, and I want to thank everybody at Salem for doing that, literally spontaneous on the fly. We didn't know that was going to happen, and Sean, to you and the crew and everybody you work with, thank you for making that happen, because we literally had 10 minutes. If you go back and do the math on this thing, the actual interview came out to about 9 minutes and 42 seconds. So, Sean, what did you take away from what Hannity had to say as someone who's worked on Armed American Radio with me for the better part of a decade?
Oh, he's absolutely right. Everything he said was right on point. And, you know, Sean, the thing that I like about Sean Hannity is Sean Hannity, although he is who he is in radio and in broadcasting and TV and media, he hasn't lost where he came from. You know, I often hear him talk about some of the things he had to do when he was trying to get to where he's at. He's a true conservative. And if you look at some of the stuff that he talks about, it's all about trying to be a better person. And now, I did like the whole knife thing. I like that.
Well, he does. Sean is a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And he does the whole training. He's been through the training gamut. Let me tell you, I was taking some notes during the conversation and listening to it as a fan. You know, I don't even, who hasn't watched Sean Hannity, the Hannity Show on Fox News, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had fun, you know, with Sean. He worried me. I'll tell you, I was concerned. I really was concerned, not just about Sean, but a lot of others during the campaign when Trump threw his hat in the ring. And it became evident to me that Trump was going to have the anti-establishment vote. And it's, you know, you go back and you look at some of the big names of the folks out there in media who failed to recognize that. I won't mention their names. Some of them are friends of mine, good friends of mine, who kind of made fools of themselves and then had to walk back a lot of things they said. You know, I got to tell you, Hannity impressed me. He jumped on that wagon. He saw the writing on the wall, and he was there, and he never wavered. Mike Gallagher did the same thing. There are other talk radio hosts who did not. And to this day, as far as I'm concerned, lost a lot of street cred, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion.
Well,
go ahead, Shanto.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that's because these guys get it. I mean, they still remember, they understand the average Joe.
That's right.
Believe it or not, like Michael Moore, they understand the pains of the middle class. They understand that their rights are being squandered for the last 8 years. And they actually listen to their listeners, where some of these guys, I don't know what they're talking about or where they get their thought pattern. But that's another story.
It is another story. But that's OK, because you bring up a good point. That's where I want to start with some of the notes I was taking about during my conversation with Sean. Of course, I've heard the interview before. I worked with him on it. But it's been a while since I paid any attention to it and listened to it. I wanted to keep it fresh and have it new when we ran it. One of the first things I took away from it was Sean talking about growing up and both of his parents in law enforcement.
Exactly.
And that led to safety issues and training issues with a firearm from parents who understood out of the box. Now, this is something we're going to talk about later on Armed American Radio today with Beth Alcazar, keeping kids safe with guns. Sean mentioned that in a very personal story about his parents and wanting to learn, wanting to shoot the gun, and said, good, we'll come back and do it next week. All right, now maybe that's not a technique that I've used, but maybe that technique will work for you. So when you get a chance, play the interview back, listen to what he said about it, tune in when I talk to Beth Alcazar later in the program, and kind of tie those things together on yourself. That's the education and information part of this program. We do that, of course, in an entertaining fashion. Let me switch my glasses. Gosh, I got to tell you.
That's a shame.
It really is. I got to get crazy. Anyway, safety, the key takeaway from that being safety being paramount, he understood it. The second thing, actually the first, but I wanted to, you kind of molded it into safety, so we went there first. But Sean's been a permit holder in multiple states. So this is not his first rodeo. No, he's got a New York permit in the city. Of course, that's how you get a permit in New York, is being Sean Hannity or being Bill O'Reilly or being whoever else gets a permit in New York. You wouldn't get a permit in New York City, but they'd take your money. But you see, Sean understands it. There we're talking about reciprocity. Now, there was some discussion back and forth between the two of us that didn't make the raw tape, and national reciprocity, he supports 100%. The other thing that I thought was important that I took away was, and this is how you know that he gets it, the comfort factor. He says a lot of people ask him, what gun should I have? What should I do? That's up to you. Find what works for you. What's comfortable for you to shoot. These are important takeaways when you're talking to somebody like Sean about this. He understands this stuff. This is not show. This is the real deal. The guy's the real deal. Then he went into, of course, gun-free zones. Responsible gun owners. We talked somewhat about the Fort Lauderdale. Now, keep in mind that that was a fairly new story, you know, a few weeks back when Sean and I first talked about it. And the New York Times had come out with that piece that I believe we spoke about together here on Armed American Radio. If I'm not mistaken, it might have been the daytime show. But embarrassing themselves, literally embarrassing themselves, talking about how CCW holders, law-abiding, you and me, never stop, that this is some type of myth. And you heard him interrupt me, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true, and off he went into the gun-free zone. He gets it. Of course he gets it. We all get it. He's one of us. He gets it too. But it's fun to hear somebody like him talk about it, particularly on the heels of what happened in Lauderdale and some dopey comments from the New York Times. The whole piece from the New York Times was centered around that. Now, we all know that not to be true. Boy, oh boy. And the one that I loved more than anything, because I've written two columns about it, over the course of the last 2 weeks. You can read them over at Ammo Land. But he says, anytime I talk to a liberal, I ask them, what would you do if someone were breaking into your home? What would you do? That's not a gotcha question. That's a legitimate question. We're getting ready to take a break. But Sean reminded us that we are our first line of defense. What does that mean? It means you're the first responder. Of course you're the first responder. You're the one going to hear the door being knocked on or kicked in the middle of the night, or nowadays in broad daylight. You're the first responder. So some great reminders, really, from Sean Hannity, just emphasizing what we do here on Armed American Radio every single day of the week and every weekend on this monster broadcast. When we come back, the great Major League Baseball pitcher, legendary Curt Schilling, will be here to talk about all of this fun stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages. Well, guys, it's that time again. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. Well, the USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of more responsibly armed Americans just like you. So they're giving away a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock.
maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home tomorrow. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day will always disappear at midnight. Hear me. The gun of the day will always disappear at midnight. And it all ends this Friday at midnight. Don't miss out. You could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Win the new gun. Visit armedandresponsible.com today. Don't miss this opportunity.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast is sponsored by Alien Gear Holsters. Visit them at aliengearholsters.com. Now back to Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster studios with you, booming out from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska, Kenai Peninsula. How you doing? Seattle, Washington, how you doing? Southern California, love you guys. New stations in New Hampshire. Boston, love you guys. New York, wonderful to be with you. New ones coming up, too. I'll let you know when that's ready to pop. But suffice to say, you can't get away from me 6 days a week. It's pretty much that simple. Nor can you get away from my next guest, who you don't want to get away from. You want to run to him because he's so fun to listen to. And I'm talking about Major League Baseball legend and great conservative thinker and radio host, the one and only Curt Schilling. Curt, a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here. Love going back and forth and doing the flip-flop with you on the two shows. It's fun.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are
okay,
you?
So I got to ask you first. You're not, like me, you're not a Grammys guy, probably?
Well, let me say this. I'm glad you brought that up. Those of you kooks out there who are listening to me and Curt talk and missed my Sean Hannity interview in the last segment and are now missing Curt and I live because you're watching the Grammys, Pox on you. You're not friends of ours. Go ahead. No,
well,
I'm not.
I just became a fan of a woman I've never heard of before. Her name's Joyce Villa. She's apparently a singer. This lady wore a badass Make America Great Again ball gown that has Trump on the bottom in diamonds.
Was she up on the stage?
On the red carpet.
Wow.
And there's I'm going to buy everything she's put out. Unbelievable.
Okay.
And you know for a fact their heads were spinning on that.
Oh, of course they were. And that will definitely make some news. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, on your show, too, because there will be a little bit of time. We'll have some time to see what was actually talked about from now until then, because you're catching that live. And, oh, by the way, Walking Dead fans, I understand if you got a bolt in the second hour, because I know you're going to come back. But, you know, I hope you don't. You can always DVR that stuff like I have to do. Hey, Kurt, I just had a great conversation with Sean Hannity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a lot of really fun stuff, that same thing that you and I talk about on your program, and that is how we all know the phony myth and lie about gun-free zones and all that good stuff, and how the New York Times, and this is where I want to go with you. Part of what I talked about with Sean, it was recorded 3 weeks ago, aired today, was the New York Times piece talking about how CCW holders never save lives. I mean, that's so laughable, right? You're laughing at it right now. When you read that stuff, what do you think?
I think that the media continues to, in a very, they're not trying to cover up the fact that they think we're stupid. And they have to, because if you dig down, if you just scratch your fingernails along the surface, you'll realize that that's not even remotely close to true. Our buddy, Dr. A.W., R. Hawkins turned me on to an article. I went, Professor Peter Gleick at Florida State University did a study. It'll be 22 years now ago, 1995, on the campus of Florida State University.
And Gary Kleck, that's right.
Yep. 760,000 times a year, people legally defend themselves with firearms. Now, the number's never been debunked. They've whittled it down through, you know, arguments that you can concede. But the number they whittled it down to is something like 200,000.
Right.
So, you know what? Stop. Listen, they called us ignorant. You know what they called? You know how they said it? Low-information voters. Low-information voters. Those are all the Trump supporters. We're all low-information voters. I have yet to meet a Trump supporter who I couldn't run rings around when it comes to politics and American policy and the state of our economy. So stop with the low-information voters and just cut the crap.
Well, Kurt, let me ask you this, because this begs a bigger question, okay? And I know the answer. It's tough to prove, but we can take this all the way back to the days of Dan Rather, Bias Rather. Remember Dan Blather
right,
and all that? You know, oh, there's no bias in the media. Let me add, because this is an important topic. People need to understand what we're talking about, our lives being saved here. I'm an individual that pulled a firearm back in 2002 and went home alive. My daughter was 2 weeks old. She still has her father. My son would subsequently be born. My wife is not a widow. I never had to fire a shot, thank God. But, you know, Kurt, I became one of those statistics that you're talking about from Gary Kleck. And in that same study, it was found by him and his researchers that in 95% of those cases, a shot is never fired. I became a living, breathing statistic.
Yep.
Now, if
yep.
you take that 200,000 number, and I've seen it as low as 180, but 200 is the average we'd up it up to, that comes out to, when you divide it by 365 days, liberal, you might need a calculator, but it comes out to 547 times per day. Now, the New York Times has to know that a Lee County, Florida sheriff's deputy was saved by a concealed carry permit holder in Florida who was driving by and saw the cop being beat within an inch of his life, got out of his car, demanded the actions to be stopped by the criminal. The criminal didn't comply, and he killed him. The New York Times must know, because this one did make national news, that a Phoenix state trooper is alive today because of a law-abiding citizen with a firearm. So what does that tell us about the media, Kurt? The New York Times knows it. How can they go ahead and write something like that?
Beauty, Mark. Everybody stopped. The mainstream media, they're not the establishment media, they're the mainstream media. The mainstream media stopped being who they were in the last 18 months. We know that. They lied to us. They lied to us during the primary and the general, both. The polls that they were using lied in horrible fashion to us, but they all lied to us. So if you're still going to CNN or MSNBC or any of the other, you get what you deserve. We're now in a day and age that the media hates the fact that almost everybody can do their job, because we can. In the day and age of the internet, the Twitter is much more. It's much easier to find up to the minute news on Twitter than it is on CNN, because people don't have the ability to keep their mouths shut. Number one, but what happened during the election that would even make you contemplate listening to the mainstream media anymore? They lied. They openly admitted. I mean, they didn't admit to lying, but they couldn't deny the lies. And that to me just. They're dead. They've killed themselves. They just don't know it yet. And we at Breitbart and you and doing this and AW doing his podcast, we're all going to be beneficiaries of it.
I think we already are. In fact, you know, it's a real shame when one of the tags that I'm using on this program, Kurt, for 2017 is educating, informing, and entertaining lawfully armed Americans across the country, and that's exactly what we're doing. And when you can't get an honest report about law-abiding people defending their and this, and as you said, hundreds of thousands of times a year, and you know that's whittled down, as you said.
Right.
His on the other end, Kurt, he's up as high as 2.5 million, brother. And there's no way to really find that actual
hold on,
answer.
Mark.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Here's the bigger question. I want liberals and Democrats to ask themselves. You can look up anywhere you want. It happens often. And we know there's websites that have that keep day-to-day counts. If you know people are defending themselves with law-abiding citizens with firearms, and you know the New York Times is lying about it, first question you have to ask is, why would the New York Times be lying?
Right.
Well, why? Same reason liberals, because they want more gun control. And we all know that anybody with half a brain realizes that more gun control has nothing to do with the amount of firearms that criminals will possess in this country.
Oh, I would like to think that the editorial board at the New York Times is intelligent enough to understand that gun control at the institutional level, at the highest reaches of our federal government now, is dead. For the foreseeable future, they must understand that. You know, one of those stories, we're going to take a break, so I'll just kind of lead into it with this. One of those, I call them happy ending stories on my show, because, and I love happy ending stories, Kurt. I always often say this. One of my favorite lines I came up with was, when you attempt to take someone's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And whatever happens to you in the process, be it your own death, I couldn't care less. I hope it hurt. I hope you enjoy the ride, because you've earned that demise. When we come back, there's a great story I want to talk with you about. Armed robber gets smoked trying to rob Texas barbecue joint. Now, good barbecue and guns go together. I used to do segments and still do from time to time called Grilling While Armed. So when we come back, I want to talk about that happy ending story and then a couple more. And then I want to ask you about a columnist and liberals who don't like guns that find themselves at home getting broken into and then write another piece about that and then a piece following that up 3 days later about how they still don't like guns. Insanity. We'll be back with the great Major League pitcher Curt Schilling right after this. Breitbart News, radio program, whatever it takes. Well, guys, it's that time again. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. Well, the USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of more responsibly armed Americans just like you. So they're giving away a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock. Maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home tomorrow. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day will always disappear at midnight. Hear me. The gun of the day will always disappear at midnight. And it all ends this Friday at midnight. Don't miss out. You could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Win the new gun. Visit armedandresponsible.com today. Don't miss this opportunity.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, getting ready to wrap up hour number one. If you're like listening to that music there, see that? I don't know if you remember who that is. That's old Rhino Bucket stuff. Some good hard driving rock and roll guys. I guess they were a bunch of AC/DC wannabes, but it's fun to have them coming back in with some great tunes. I'm talking with Major League Baseball legend, legendary pitcher, great conservative, radio host, Breitbart News, the show, Whatever It Takes. Just go to Breitbart.com and you'll see the Whatever It Takes banner, boom, right there. Click on that and you can listen to Kurt every morning from 9 to 11. And on Tuesdays, I join him along with AWR Hawkins and some other great guests. And the last time I was on, well, 2 weeks ago, I got to follow Chachi, which was kind of cool. Kurt, welcome back to the show. Great to have you on, man.
Thanks, man. I do Military Mondays every Monday where we open up the airwaves to families of military members and military members themselves to call in. Got a call from Kabul, Afghanistan a couple weeks ago. Tomorrow,
wow.
I am going to have a very special guest join me in the morning. I'm not going to tip it off, but it will be on and around Benghazi. One of the survivors of Benghazi will be joining me in the morning, and I'm going to talk to him for the first time about stuff that you and I would ask him. I want to know what the real things that happened over there, and a lot of them we've never gotten the truth from. So I'm anxious for that one.
No, and old what's her face and old what's his face would never give us the truth about it, and we know. But we know,
right.
And you know, eventually that will come out. Eventually it will come out. And with today's media being, as you said, having absolutely no street cred whatsoever anymore, their credibility is just gone. The truth, people will see the truth.
I'm so ashamed of.
I know it's terrible, isn't it?
Done to our veterans and their families, and it's one of the things. And listen, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for over 20 years, and I've always believed in God. Always had faith and all the things that go with that. But I don't like to talk. In a half-hearted way about death, and I don't like to go to extremes when I talk about bad people. But this woman that was our former is one of the most vile human beings to ever walk this planet, and the things that she did. And there, I mean, I look at the election as there was no possible way she could win. Not that she couldn't, but she couldn't for the future of this country. And thank God, Middle America finally stood up and said no more.
Yeah, and boy, they did, too, and they're going to start see the positive response from that now. And, of course, we're going to be here. Guys like us will be here to follow it and bring it to the airwaves. Kurt, let me go to this story quick because this segment's going to fly by. We've got about 6 minutes. Armed robber gets smoked trying to rob Texas barbecue joint. This is one of the sites I'm sure you go to. It's bearingarms.com.
Yep.
And it was written by a friend of mine, Bob Owens, and he reminds us that two armed robbers apparently targeted a senior citizen owner of J&S Barbecue in Houston. The 70-year-old owner killed a man who tried to rob him over the weekend. Police said the man had just closed the barbecue place and was walking to his car. He had the receipts of the store, of course, as he should. The police didn't identify the guy, but he was carrying a gun because he'd been robbed before. Two men jumped out from behind a dumpster in an attempt to rob the guy. He shot at him. One of the men was hit twice, one in the throat and once in the chest. He was taken to a hospital where he died. A second suspect does what they do best, ran from the scene, and it doesn't appear that he was hit in the robbery. But it was a clear-cut case of armed self-defense, and charges are not expected against the store owner. What do you think when you read stuff like this?
You know what? It's just what I was just saying. I, as a Christian, I don't ever – I'm not ever happy about the end of a life, but there are some lives I'm more pleased with than others. And so I, when I see the Second Amendment
– work.
Someone's Second Amendment rights exercised and a bad person is killed – let me just tell you, a couple months ago in Ohio State, when the gentleman that pulled the fire alarm, ran over kids, tried to stab everybody, and the off-duty officer or the off-duty patrolman shot him and killed him, I was thinking to myself, my God, how awesome. The next day, that college had people protesting the overreaction of the officer.
I know. It's crazy.
So I'm not feeling bad anymore. I'll make my peace with God when the time comes. But I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of the left playing the victim and working on behalf of the victim. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but I think it was a 11 and 12-year-old little girls were shot protesting. They're protesting for the rights of criminal illegal aliens. Not immigrants or people in Greek, criminal illegal aliens. They're standing in front of cars and they're protesting while children are getting slaughtered in Chicago. Children are getting slaughtered around our country. And that's what you choose to care about? If that truly is what you choose to care about, you need to leave this country.
You know, the left frightens me. I had a conversation with my son today. We'll get off track here briefly, but the progressive left in this country frightens me to this. At this point in time, they're very dangerous, very prone to violence. Well, we've witnessed it everywhere they go. You know, my 12-year-old said to me today, Kurt, he said, Daddy, it's never the Republicans throwing bricks through windows, is it?
No. Well, here's the thing. If you looked at the UC Berkeley thing, I talked to a gentleman who was in my little security team. The guys that were burning and breaking and doing all the destruction, he said, listen, and he was a former SEAL. He said, these people weren't college students. There was 150 people with black scarves on who they showed up with weapons, sledgehammers, crowbars, signs with the end of the sign shaped, whittled down to a spear tip. See, the left doesn't scare me because they're cowards. Most of them are gutless cowards. They'll say everything they can say, but you put a fact in front of them and they run away with their tail between their legs. They get the idiots. On the left, well, you saw it, or calling it out. I'm not afraid of the left. I'm afraid of the people the left want to fight their fight for them. And I'm not really afraid of them because, like you, I conceal carry. So I'm ready. I'm prepared. And if it happens, I honest to God, Mark, I got to tell you, I've thought about it. If I have to kill somebody in defense of my family or my life, I will not blink twice.
No, you won't hesitate, nor should you hesitate. And There's nothing wrong with saying that. That makes some people who don't believe, and there are people out there who do not believe in that natural right that you have, and then what we refer to, Kurt, as natural law. I think we've talked about it on your show before. You know, moral authority. Where does that person have the moral authority, or what man has the moral authority to tell me I can't defend myself or my family? Let me touch briefly on Chicago because you brought it up. We'll talk about the columnist. There's a columnist down in Tampa by the name of Daniel Ruth. This guy's a real clown. He's been writing for anti-gun stuff and maligning gun owners for many years. We'll go down to that guy. Tampa, you're listening right now. Daniel, you're not man enough to answer my emails because you can't, and I know that. If you're listening to the program, you know where we are. You're on in Tampa. And, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you'd write my answer my email. I'm not going to send you another one. You know where it is. Man up and respond to me.
No,
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it. I don't think he can do it, so I'm calling him out now. But Chicago, 385 shooting victims already this year, 4,367 last year, 66 dead already in Chicago, 784 last year. You know, they originally had that number revised up to 799. They must have dropped it back because some of them lived after December 31st.
We're a long way into the year, right?
Yeah, right. It's February 12th and 66 dead, 385 shot.
Those numbers are terrifying.
It is terrifying. It really, truly is. Hey, Kurt Schilling, thank you for being here, man. God bless you for everything you're doing.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mark, and your audience. God bless you. And to those listening in Alaska, I was born in Anchorage, Alaska, raised in Anchorage, Alaska. Hello, fellow Eskimos.
Oh, gotta love you guys. The Kenai Peninsula, all over it. Kurt Schilling, we'll be seeing you on the radio on Breitbart.com on Tuesday. Thank you, Kurt. Boy, what a great program. God bless you, too. What a great program. Sean Hannity followed by legendary Kurt Schilling. Amazing. Now, when we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart is going to join me. We're going to talk about what we always do, happy ending stories. He's going to give us some updates as to what's happening in the concealed carry and the concealed carry lifestyle world. And then afterwards, Dusty Solomon will be here and Beth Alcazar will be here. We're going to be talking some very serious training issues for you if you're a law-abiding gun owner. Don't go away. Massive monster program continuing right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.